This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. Once again, we welcome Mark Goldman, partner at Goldman McCormick PR and talk show commentator, of course. GoldmanMcCormick.com, founded in 2010. By active and former members of the media, Goldman McCormick Public Relations, named by Forbes magazine as one of America's best PR firms for 2021. And Mark is with us for the full hour, and we have so many stories, breaking news, lots of things going on in the world, all over the world. We take you all over the world with the latest information about CBD / cannabis. And Mark, let's just go with North Carolina because this is a big, big, big story. And welcome back as
absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I absolutely love talking about cannabis and marijuana and hemp and all the good things that make people happier and healthier in life. So a North Carolina legislative committee just recently approved a bill that would legalize medical marijuana in the state. The measure, known as the North Carolina Compassionate Care Act, also known as Senate Bill 3, was approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee with little debate amongst the senators, according to the various media reports, Frankie. The bipartisan bill was filed just recently in late January. It passed a bill would legalize the medicinal use of cannabis for patients with one or more qualifying serious medical conditions such as cancer, ALS, Parkinson's disease, epilepsy, MS, PTSD, and others. Unlike the more comprehensive medical marijuana programs in many other states, however, the bill does not authorize the use of medical marijuana by patients living with chronic pain, which is,
now,
I don't know.
You understand
super,
that is like
really
stupid. Come on. This is like a paradox that we're living within our society today.
You know what, though? I do think a lot of people get fake cards or even real cards, and they kind of give a fake diagnosis. So I think North Carolina may be just, you know, looking for the real deal. If you have a real issue and not just chronic pain.
Wait a minute. Pain is real, Mark. Pain is debilitating. Pain is real. There's nothing fake about pain.
I agree with you. Pain is 100% real. But it's not real for everybody, and maybe they're just trying to, you know, separate the real people from the fake people, you know?
No, I think I just so disagree. Shame on you, North Carolina. Shame, shame, shame on you. You're going to pass
a
bill.
It is a good pathway. It is a good thing that North Carolina is doing.
Absolutely, but you can't be putting asterisks. No. No asterisks are allowed. No, you either do it or you don't do it. I'm sorry. They really obsess me because pain is such a major problem in our country today. And this plant helps people in severe pain. It just does.
And you know what? Let's face it, too. If people are going to be utilizing medical marijuana, they're not going to be utilizing, you know, some of the horrible stuff out there like oxycodone or, you know, some of these other addicting pain
bingo
that are out.
Bingo. That's right. That's why this is. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, so,
anyway,
you know,
yeah.
You convinced me, Frankie, and I thank you. And I guess we give North Carolina maybe kind of like a buzzer, like, man, you know, I don't know.
We give them the thumbs down. It's not a thumbs up story. It's a thumbs down story, in my opinion. But
all right. Well, makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
But this next story. This next story is really, really exciting. So,
absolutely.
It is so really.
Are you a big Twitter fan, Frankie?
No, I'm not. I wish I were, but I'm not. Are you?
Right. Are you? I'm not a huge Twitter fan. Never was. Didn't really understand the platform that much. I also don't really tell my clients to utilize Twitter. There's a lot of other social media out there. that is way more important, fascinating, and interesting. And I think the usability of it, of Twitter, is not the best.
Okay.
So anyway,
but that
Twitter
being said,
now,
yeah.
is allowing ads for cannabis THC products made in the United States. In a major policy shift, Twitter is allowing approved and state legal cannabis companies and other advertisers to post ads in the U.S. For regulated THC and CBD products, accessories, and services, the social media platform just disclosed. So there's a big advertising and marketing company out there that I've heard of, I've never utilized because I didn't need to, called AdCan. Again, they're a cannabis marketing and advertising website based in Toronto. And they first reported this huge development on one of their social media posts. So under the new guidelines, Twitter said that cannabis advertisers, companies that will be subject to a variety of restrictions and conditions, and they are here to follow.
Of course.
So advertisers must be licensed by the appropriate authorities and pre-authorized by Twitter. Makes a lot of sense, right? Advertisers may only target jurisdictions in which they are licensed to promote these products or services online. Interesting, and you know, it seems like Twitter here is covering all their liabilities or future liabilities. So that's great.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Advertisers, you know, absolutely. Advertisers may not promote or offer the sale of cannabis, including CBD. The only exceptions are ads for topical hemp-derived CBD topical products containing equal to or less than 0.3% THC government set threshold. Pardon me. Another
that's
one here
the
is
net norm,
advertisers
yeah.
are responsible for complying with all laws, rules, regulations, and advertising guidelines. And finally, advertisers may not target customers under the age of 21. So you know what? They're crossing their T's, they're dotting their I's, and except for Twitter. You know what? They're trying to make some money off this hot trend, and I give them props for that.
So do you think Elon Musk had a lot to do with this?
Absolutely, 100%. You know what? Before this, you weren't allowed to advertise, I believe, products on Twitter.
No.
Such as this. So I think, you know, he's coming out there. I mean, he's doing some great things with Twitter. He's doing some not-so-great things with Twitter. But overall, you know, he's trying to, you know, I believe he bought this company for $44 billion or something ridiculous. And they were in the red, and he's trying to, you know, he's trying to make it a profitable, good company. So, you know, I kind of give him
props for
that.
So we have to give this story, a thumbs up because this is a good story.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's very interesting about all of their restrictions and conditions. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's very clear that what you're allowed to advertise, what you're not allowed to advertise, and I think it's a good thing overall.
I agree. I absolutely agree. All right.
I also think that other social
yes.
media companies might follow this as well.
Oh, I'm sure they will have to. I'm sure they will have to.
So, to be honest,
he's always been a visionary.
Absolutely. I'm not sure, you know, which social media companies allow this now, whether, you know, Facebook or Instagram or, you know.
No, they don't.
Media, LinkedIn. So.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they do. I don't think they do.
So I'm sure
I could
a lot
be wrong,
of
but I don't think so.
A lot of these other platforms will be following, which is a great thing. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, yes. Now, what's going on in Missouri?
Missouri. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Frankie. Missouri tops $12.6 million on opening weekend of adult-use marijuana sales. So medical cannabis dispensaries in Missouri sold more than $12.6 million worth of marijuana products during the opening weekend of adult-use sales, according to the state's Industry Trade Association.
That is huge.
3rd, Frankie,
huge.
That's big news. I agree. I agree. It's huge. So on February 3rd, the first day that MMJ dispensaries in the state were allowed to sell recreational products, again, to adults, the outlets sold $5 million worth of marijuana, according to the Missouri Cannabis Trade Association. Also, Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services Division of Cannabis Regulations on February 3rd issued 207 retail licenses, 72 infused product manufacturing permits, and 56 comprehensive cultivation licenses. So that is major, major news. And I wish my state of New York would catch up with Missouri, because in New York right now, I think they have 3 recreation adult shops. And we're all waiting, you know, with our governor and everybody else as to what's going to happen next. But they're in New York, they're dragging their feet. But it seems to be in Missouri, they're really doing the right thing here.
Well, we've already finished one important segment. We have so much more to talk about. Mark Goldman is here, and we always love dishing and talking with Mark and talking cannabis and CBD around the world, including our own country. And we'll be back in just a moment. Yep. GoldmanMcCormick.com, and I'm Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey will return in just a moment. And by the way, Missouri, 2 thumbs up for you today. We'll be right back.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer with Mark Goldman from Goldman McCormick PR. GoldmanMcCormick.com. And Mark, we were just saying during the break, we have so much fun doing these segments, and it's because, you know, it's based because we go back a lot of years and we're friends. But this next story is so, I'm really fascinated by this next story you bring to us about young Americans.
Well, thank you. I think we skipped the story, but that's fine. Anyway, young Americans are twice as likely to smoke marijuana than cigarettes, according to a new Gallup data poll. So young people are now more than twice as likely to report smoking marijuana compared to cigarettes, according to this new analysis or survey data from Gallup. And Gallup, as you know, puts together some great polls and great studies and some great research. Past week, cigarette smoking by adults 18 to 29 declined from 15% in 2016 to 2018 to a new low of 12% in 2019 to 2022. Pardon me. Meanwhile,
So smoking 18 to 29 year olds has declined, which is so huge, 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 huge. I think that's right. Awesome. I'm loving that number. Go ahead.
You know what? I do agree with you on that, but I do see a lot of young people smoking e-cigarettes, a lot more, whether it be Juul or whatever else. They're expensive and they're not great for you. If they're tobacco and nicotine filled. So I don't know about this. That's where I agree with you 100%. Anyway, meanwhile, 26% of adults in that age group now say that they smoke cannabis compared to 21% in the earlier survey, period. Which is good. What do you think about that, Frankie?
Mark, I don't know how I feel about this. 26% of adults in that age group now say they smoke cannabis compared to 21% in the earlier survey. And it concerns me a little bit that they're so young and they're smoking. But, you know, I'm being honest. It just does.
You know what, though? If you're an adult and you're smoking, so this is 5% more I guess people smoking or adults smoking cannabis as opposed to what they were before, I think it's a good thing. It's a win-win. And people are, you know, hopefully getting healthier and doing it for the right reasons. Anyway, overall, the 2019 to 2022 data shows that 27% of Americans smoke cigarettes, marijuana, or e-cigarettes. Gallup also found that 7% smoke cannabis alone, 9% smoke cigarettes alone, and 3% smoke e-cigarettes alone. But it's the youngest generation, Frankie, that's the most strongly opted for cannabis over cigarettes, a trend that could be attributed to a number of factors, including public education campaigns among the dangers of tobacco and the decreased public perception of harm around marijuana. You know what? I think when I see a young person smoking a cigarette, or really anybody smoking a cigarette, it's absolutely disgusting. And a deal breaker for me. I don't want to be around that. I think it's just gross. E-cigarette, I could absolutely deal with, for the most part. They don't smell. They don't, you know, whatever else. They are expensive and they are not as healthy for you. But, I mean, they're more healthy than regular cigarettes. But overall, I think it's great that more people are, you know, utilizing cannabis and marijuana products, you know, overall, right?
I don't want to see, my biggest thing is that I don't want anyone to use cannabis to be social, just as I don't want anyone to use alcohol. And as we talk all the time, if you need a drink to be social, that's not social drinking. And if you need a joint to be social, that's not a healthy way, in my opinion. That's just my opinion.
Right. So let me ask you a question. So let's say I'm out there and I'm going on a date. And I want to be social, and I, you know, bring a date out there to have a drink. Is that a bad thing?
No, not at all. But you don't need
that.
There's a difference, though, between social drinking and being an alcoholic. So that's my point, though, is that.
Gotcha.
But there's
gotcha.
That fine line. And there's a fine line between abusing anything, including alcohol, including cannabis.
Right.
I'm I'm all for options. I'm all for trying and having fun. But, you know, I hate to sound like, you know, with moderation, I guess, is the way I feel, honestly. I really do.
You know what? I agree with you. And I tell a lot of people everything should be in moderation in life. If you eat too many carrots, you're going to turn yellow or orange or whatever else, right? So everything in moderation is definitely a good thing. Did you want to move on to the Washington story?
Yes, please.
All right. So a bill to allow Washington state adults to grow marijuana at home cleared its first legislative hurdle just recently, passing out of the House Regulated Substance and Gaming Committee on a 7-4 vote. The proposal, HB 1614, would make it legal for people 21 and older to grow up to 6 plants for personal use, with a maximum of 15 per household. Plants would need to be labeled, grown out on the public view, and not readily smelled outside the premises, which I think is a very, very hard thing to do. Washington is one of the only few states, along with Illinois and New Jersey, where commercial cannabis is legal, but home cultivation by consumers remains prohibited, and it's the only marijuana state where the practice is a felony. Really, kind of interesting.
I'm
not sure if people
we give them a thumbs down. Yeah, thumbs down on that. That's, I mean, so crazy how they have this dichotomy. Something works and some things don't work, and they'll figure it out. And if you live there, that's crazy. Isn't that crazy?
It is a little bit nutty. What do you think about growing plants in your backyard and the fact that
I think it's awesome if you can do it. Well, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know anything about growing the plants, so
right.
It's hard for me to say, but yeah.
Right. I think, you know what, if you could grow it and it's, you know, it enhances your garden or your life, let's do it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What was that nursery rhyme? I can't remember it now, but it was something about the garden. But I was just thinking of that. It'd be kind of funny to have it be put
into
the... I'm
going to say it wasn't Jack or Jill, but yeah.
No, it wasn't Jack or Jill. No, it wasn't one of those, no. Hey, we're winding down with this segment, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see what comes out of this, but we give them a thumbs up for allowing them to grow it and then a thumbs down for the other part of the story. Okay, that's my final that's my final thought about that. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, there's so many more stories and breaking news happening. And this is our segment of the CBD and cannabis around the world with news that you can use with Mark Goldman from GoldmanMcCormick.com. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk H to Z and Educational Odyssey. Mark Goldman, we're just talking news from all over the country today. And great stories, really great stories. And so, Mark, what do you have up next for us? Because this is the police story is very interesting.
Absolutely. So police are getting people high as a part of stone driving training. And you know what? Right now, I'm going to go on the record, Frankie, and I'm going to say I will volunteer for any state that would like me to utilize cannabis or marijuana or CBD or hemp.
Yes, I'm sure you would, Mark. Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, because I'm a good American like that, right? So what I'd like to do is offer my services out there to the American police force in any state that wants to contact me. I will do that for them and the Frankie Boyer Show.
Well, you know, this is an interesting story because it's about, of course, it's about how the police department in Maryland, where voters approved a measure legalizing recreational pot last year, are preparing for potential spike in drivers that are impaired.
Right. And so the Washington Post, Frankie, they've detailed really how the police department in Maryland, where voters approved, like you said, a measure legalizing recreational pot last year, are prepping for a potential spike in impaired drivers on the road. Again, according to the Washington Post, the Montgomery County, Maryland Police Department holds a gathering 2 to 3 times per year. The Montgomery County brings in marijuana smokers, literally goes to pick them up in a police car and walks them to the tent outside its training area so they can be stoned. Also, they provide a bag of Cheetos, bottles of water, plenty of pizza, apparently are on the house, according to this great report. Participants are then used as test subjects, pardon me, for officers trying to determine whether someone is too high to drive. You know, that's not easy, unlike people who drive drunk and who's impaired and quantified by breathalyzers or blood alcohol tests. It's more difficult, you know, obviously with pot. But, you know, this exercise, according to the Washington Post, is increasingly being held at police agencies nationwide all over the country. You know, I find this very, very interesting. I think this is fascinating what they're doing, and it's really an amazing idea.
So this is not a new idea when it comes to alcohol, because years ago I used to teach a course. If you were caught driving under the influence, you had to go through a course with me. I was very young, and I don't know how the heck they gave me that responsibility, but they did. But there was a film that everyone had to watch called .10, and which is the legal in most states. Some is now 0.08, but most is 0.10. And so when I ran the film, everybody was so fascinated because this film took race car drivers that were in Canada, and they put them in a room, and they gave them cocktails, one cocktail, and asked them how they felt, and had them go on the course. Then they came back, they socialized some more and had another drink, and they did this the whole evening. And after several drinks, some of the race car drivers kept saying, "No, I'm fine, I can go out and drink." And they said, "Okay." And they showed them the next day how really impaired they were as drivers. They knocked over cones. They weren't aware. And so even though you think you're fine, and I love that commercial, if you think you're buzzed, buzz is drinking under the influence. So the point, though, is that they all thought they were fine, but they were filmed. And the film, the footage showed them how out of control they were.
I think it's fascinating, and I would love to see that. Maybe even have a few drinks and watch that. What do you think?
I think so. You're so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're so funny. Yeah. No, but I love that they're doing that, and I think the more that they can do that, the better it's going to be. I really do.
I agree. What do you think about the whole Cheetos and pizza and munchies sort of stuff that they're providing to these testers, if you will?
I mean, you know, because a lot of people do get the munchies. Most people, when they get stoned or getting high, get the munchies.
Right, right, right. But do you feel that they're not really providing enough? I mean, do you feel that there'd be some potato chips or some cookies or some chocolate or something else in addition to those items? I just don't feel
enough.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, and I do want to volunteer.
I know.
I'm going to need some more, you know.
Yeah,
food.
I'm not worried about that. No, as long as it's vegan, though, because Mark doesn't do animal protein.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, Sky News, Mark. Yeah. Sky News has a story that I thought was kind of interesting. And it was, they were saying that CBD treatment is being used for psychosis. And they're testing it in major markets, in major international study, rather. And it's a multi-million-dollar grant. And it'll fund research into whether CBD can help people with psychosis. I mean, I think that's fascinating. I think it's
absolutely
a great thing.
CBD is helping so many people with epilepsy and so many other issues. And, you know, it's now obviously regulated by the FDA and whatever else. It's really come a long way. I remember you talking about this like 10 years ago, you know. So it's really helped a lot of people in so many amazing ways. And as long as the industry doesn't, you know, overutilize it or take advantage of it all, I think it's a wonderful thing, you know. And people should be educated about CBD, like on your program as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Mark, this is the thing. We, as Americans, need a lot of education.
Right.
And on a good day, when you drink alcohol of any form, you understand what the consequences are going to be. And everyone
absolutely
has a different reaction to how many drinks they can handle and all that. Well, compound it with cannabis and CBD, where it's a brand new field, new territory. The regulations have not been out there, so there's not as many studies in this country as there are internationally. People don't know how to take it. People are concerned. People don't understand how to read the bottles. It's very confusing. They don't make it easy for anyone to tricate and understand how you have to go slow and work up. And it goes on and on and on. And we don't talk enough nationally about the endocannabinoid system. But
power knowledge, you know?
Absolutely. At the end of the day, when you drink too much, you are losing brain cells, and you're also damaging the liver. And people want to know, well, what are the counterindications of cannabis? And there really are not that many. And it's the whole thing is just so fascinating. And I just wish there were more places for information for people to gather and get.
I agree completely with you 100%. There definitely should be, and the public education on CBD and marijuana and THC and Delta 8 and all of these wonderful things people need to be reminded of a lot. Have you been seeing commercials about if you are smoking marijuana and that you can get pulled over and other things like that lately?
Yes, I have. I love them.
I think they're great, right? You know, so if you're stoned, you know, it's still as bad as driving drunk and whatever else. So they are definitely doing a lot more PSAs out there, and I think that's a wonderful thing to remind the youth of America about as well.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense. So that's my point, though, is that even race car drivers are not aware of how toxic the drinks were. You know, it just fascinates me. So I'm sure if you filmed people under the influence, they would be shocked to see how slowly or how dull their you know, reactions were to a situation. So, because that's
absolutely
what happens. You kind of chill. Very much so.
Yep.
Anyway, we have to take another break. We will be back our remaining moments today with Mark Goldman, GoldmanMcCormick.com. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay.
Evo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. Mark Goldman. We always have so much fun. Mark Goldman is my guest today. And this is Cannabis Talk Agency, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And Mark, you want to do your story first? I think you have a good story there.
Absolutely. So cannabis businesses are making a push to showcase black-owned brands, Frankie. Women, minority execs have shown a few gains in the U.S. cannabis industry, according to the latest data from the MJ Biz Diversity Inclusion and Equity Report.
Hello. What a surprise, huh?
Yeah. What's that?
What a surprise.
Exactly. A big shocker, right? So they're saying a tall glass showcase centered along the back of a store, a homage to black jazz legends Josephine Baker and Billie Holiday, as well as a reefer-friendly speakeasy tea pads of their day, featuring products from the likes of Queen Mary of L.A., Oakland Abstracts, and Black Star Farms in New York. There's a new shop here that's black-owned. They're talking all about this great in the article. I think it's fascinating. This woman who owns the store also also does catering to price-conscious African-American consumers in the neighborhood and others who have been undisturbed or largely ignored by the marijuana industry in general and cannabis retailers in particular. A small group of advocates, Frankie, and business owners in the state, including California, Massachusetts, Michigan, and New York, are all taking similar approaches by promoting brands owned by people of color. So I think it's really very cool what this one lady is doing. You know, it kind of reminds me when I went to Amsterdam many years ago, I went into a blues club and people, you know, had bongs and other paraphernalia and other things going on there. It was just fascinating. So I think bringing the culture of, you know, of these African American businesses and utilizing marijuana and cannabis and CBD and bringing that all together, I think is a wonderful thing. And we should definitely be promoting more black owned brands and women brands and, you know, changing it up a little, making it different. And,
absolutely.
And utilizing everything from,
I agree. I absolutely agree. And, you know, one of the stories that I love when I hear about the natural fibers from hemp and the industrial, and I want to start talking more about industrial use of hemp because I think it really is a wonderful, wonderful story. And there's some new natural fibers. It's called the new fashion in automotive composites. And they're using the automotive industry. Composites can help reduce aerodynamic drag, rolling, and resistance and vehicle weight while offering more flexibility. But despite all of these advantages, the significantly higher cost of materials and manufacture of composites remains one of the biggest hurdles in replacing steel structural elements, particularly in mass production vehicles, where cost is more important than high-performance, low-production-volume vehicles, which composites are now widely used. So composites.
You know, another big thing here, though, that would really, really be utilized is really about energy saving. So by utilizing hemp, it would really be, saving a lot of energy, which is super duper important, you know?
Yeah, but I love the fact that we're seeing hemp being used industrially. And I really do. I think it's just, I love that we're at this point in the world of cannabis and CBD and hemp, that the industrial piece of it is having some really tremendous impact. Tremendous impact.
Absolutely. Did you, 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, did you ever think anything like this would ever be possible, or that the government would ever be accepting of this?
No. But, there's a doctor who I used to regularly interview before he became so big in the world. His name is Dr. Mark Hyman, and he was the co-director for Canyon Ranch resorts all over the country. And he's got a new book out on aging, and he claims that his morning drink has reduced his biological age by 20 years. And you got it. He says he's 63 biologically, but his age is 43. His biological age is 43. His regular age is 63. And while he isn't against aging, he believes there's a widespread belief that it comes with health problems. And he says, and it doesn't have to. And so, guess what? He's using hemp seeds in his morning drink.
That's pretty cool. It's a good idea. Hey,
it's very
cool.
Works
for him. Let's all, get some hemp seeds right in our drinks in the morning.
I think so. I think we should. And there's the first industrial hemp manufacturing plant opening up, and that was featured. And I believe it was in Idaho News 6, and it's very exciting that this is happening. It became the first industrial hemp manufacturing plant in Jerome, Idaho. Good old Jerome, Idaho.
Oh,
the first of its kind.
Oh, indeed.
I don't know, but it's good. It's good that it's happening. Anyway, there's so many stories that we have covered today. I think we've broken our limit. We've just gone on and on and on, and it's just exciting that all of this. And by the way, there's going to be a conference coming up the end of March, and there'll be speakers from Major League Baseball talking about CBG. It should be interesting to see what they have to say.
Absolutely, in a big, big way. A lot of athletes are using CBD as well.
Well, they're starting to. That's right. That's right. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Anyway,
and also,
we are almost
MLB partnered with Charlotte's Web too. So that's great.
Well, and then Charlotte's Web is going to be there as well. So they're both going to be there. Hey, we are out of time. This has been another fascinating look at what's happening, stories that are making news around the country with Mark Goldman, GoldmanMcCormick.com. This is Frankie Boyer signing off. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks, Mark. Make it a great day. This is Cannabis Talk, Agency and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And as always, smile. We'll see you next time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.